Queensland authorities are scrambling to contain a possible outbreak of coronavirus sparked by two women who'd recently returned from Victoria. They'd spent 8 days visiting about a dozen restaurants and other businesses in Brisbane and Logan City before testing positive for COVID-19. And at least one person they've associated with also now has the virus. Nursing homes are being locked down, testing is ramping up, and authorities are investigating whether the women lied to avoid quarantine. Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
A Thai restaurant at Brisbane's South Bank is one of about a dozen places, including shops, schools and medical centres, linked to the latest coronavirus outbreak. AM spoke to the manager, Petra Arrhenius, as customers finished their meals.
We just found out the information 12 minutes ago that one of the three affected persons might have visited here on Monday. As soon as we found out, 12 minutes ago, we shut the door straight away and we haven't served the customer since.
What is that like as a business operator to have to suddenly shut down because of a coronavirus risk?
It's super stressful, particularly for the staff.
The restaurant only discovered its link to the outbreak after a staff member's friend saw a public health alert.
Instantly, when we saw that, we looked at who was on the roster. And we all now has been sending them to the extra COVID test centres.
So you haven't been contacted by authority?
No, we haven't been contacted yet.
Would you expect to be?
Yes, we would.
Three of her workers are anxiously awaiting test results. Rubus Kunar is a chef up the street, and he's alarmed that what the Prime Minister has described as the Victorian wave of coronavirus could be spreading to Queensland.
The cafe has been shut down nearby. Maybe some people are infected, so we must take measures throughout this area.
The two 19-year-old women who tested positive for coronavirus after flying in from Melbourne via Sydney and spending 8 days around Brisbane and Logan are now under investigation for allegedly lying to avoid quarantine. Their 22-year-old friend has now tested positive. Two of the trio work at schools which are now closed, and nursing homes around Logan have been locked down. So can Queensland successfully suppress the eruption of a coronavirus cluster and avoid a rapid escalation of the community transmissions we've seen in Victoria? Professor Nigel McMillan is the Director of Infectious Diseases at Griffith University's Menzies Health Institute.
Clearly, there's an enormous caseload now in Victoria, and that's where we're all going to get seeded from, as does has New South Wales. Perhaps other states might see the same.
What's the potential for a Victorian scenario to unfold here?
If the health authorities don't get onto this quickly, then it can get out of hand very rapidly. And on a scale of 1 to 10, this is a 9. This is a very difficult scenario for us to deal with.
The coronavirus scare has also prompted the Queensland government to ban anyone from Sydney from entering the state from Saturday morning.
Annie Guest reporting there.